And welcome, everyone. Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff hosts each and every Thursday morning at 8:34, and here she is.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
So today on Experience Marshalltown, I have two gentlemen in here with me. We're going to be talking about our outdoor recreational trails, and we have Terry Briggs and Charlie Smith. So I want to welcome you gentlemen in this morning and to talk about some of the trails in our area.
Well, thank you very much, Val. Charlie and I are members of Trails, Inc., which is a volunteer group of individuals here in Marshalltown in a nonprofit group. And we have partnered with the city of Marshalltown to develop the Iowa River Trail, which we'll discuss here in a few moments. And we're also advocates for all the trail systems in Marshalltown and Marshall County. I hope all the listeners today are well aware of the existing trail in Marshalltown, which is really a wonderful 22-mile trail that extends from the park out by the river all the way past Melbourne. It's just a wonderful, well-used trail, and we are partnering to help the city to keep that maintained and to advertise the use of it. The main project that Trails, Inc. is working on is that we have partnered with the city of Marshalltown to develop and then maintain what is known as the Iowa River Trail. The Iowa River Trail is a two-county trail which is being developed on a rail corridor which was previously used by the Iowa River Railroad. It's 34 miles. It extends from Marshalltown up to just north of Steamboat Rock. It's a beautiful trail. The scenery is spectacular. It has 29 bridges, which we kind of joke is both a curse and a blessing. It's a blessing in that it makes the trail so beautiful. It's a curse that makes it much more expensive to develop, but that we're working on.
But that's what people like, right? I mean, that's what folks come to ride these recreational trails. They love that there's something unique about this particular trail that they might not get in a trail, say, in southern Iowa, or, you know, so that's the neat thing, I think, about our trail for the listeners to be aware of, is that ours is going to be very unique in its own way.
Now, this becomes a destination trail, one that you're going to travel to see. The other aspect is that this might be called a pathway, but this trail is a corridor. This trail goes through some of the most beautiful area of Iowa, the Iowa River bottom. And you get to see nature as nature was intended to be. And it's just a beautiful experience. When we bike that trail, you're going to see a part of Iowa that you don't get to see on a lot of other trails.
Right. I think that's the exciting part of it. And I know that there's a lot of excitement right now because there's been a pretty extensive section of the Iowa River Trail that's just been paved. And so I don't know if you want to touch a little bit on that whole paving process.
As we sit here this morning, Val, coming down this morning, I stopped by the Anheuser Trust trailhead. And it's so exciting because as we speak this morning, Construct is paving the section of the trail from the Wilson Circle out to 4th Street.
Okay.
So when this is paved, and it will be completed today, this will complete the paving of the entire in Marshalltown component of the trail.
Okay. That is exciting. And so what's the stretch of that, do you know, as far as, so Anheuser trailhead to the Summit Street Bridge?
It's roughly 2.1, 2.2 miles. And the exciting thing for me, besides just a beautiful trail, it's going to be an actively used trail for the people in the northwest portion of Marshalltown to connect down to the existing trail system. When you walk on that, you get down towards the Anheuser trailhead, you can see the Community Y, the Aquatic Center. Looking north, you have the library. You have the existing trail system where users can get out to Grimes Farm. So it's just going to be a wonderful connection for the citizens of Marshalltown to use, and especially those in the northwest section.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity for them to get to the center. You know, that kind of is creating somewhat of like a hub, per se. You know, you mentioned, Terry, there's the Y is in that area, the Aquatic Center, and then we've got the newly renovated Megaton Park and the playground equipment that's just been added with all the zip line and things, and there's the skate park, and there's the softball complex and the football MFL, and then the little baseball. So, you know, that's kind of becoming like a little hub or a outdoor recreational mecca kind of for us, which I'm excited about from a tourism standpoint, because I invite, you know, families to come mm-hmm. and experience that part.
So, as a retired physician, Val, I'd like to kick in the health aspect of this. This is actively used for people to get out.
Right.
And
so
exercise.
Hold that thought, and we will be right back after this break.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know, Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Big day?
Yeah, I have a lot on my plate.
I can see that. McGriddles, hash browns, and a coffee?
Well, I do have a big to-do list.
Well, I have a big to-do list, too. Crispy hash browns, fluffy eggs.
That's your to-do list?
Part of it. I also have crispy bacon, flaky biscuits, freshly brewed coffee.
Shake off the morning fog. Right now, for just $1 each, get your favorite size McCafe coffee and a savory sausage burrito. A la carte only. Limited time offer. Price and participation may vary.
Jeremy Thompson is an office hero. Last Thursday afternoon, he sacrificed his personal break time for a covert mission, a drink run to McDonald's. Cubicle mate Jessica remembers.
We were all fading out. It was bad.
He returned minutes later with McCafe favorites like smoothies, shakes, even the delicious new Oreo Frappe, each only $2 for a small, saving the morale of his coworkers.
Without that Frappe, I might not be here today.
For limited time at participating McDonald's, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
And welcome back. Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director, hosting.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we have a couple gentlemen in here that are outdoor trail enthusiasts and have been in the community a long time and appreciate all their help on we're talking about trails today. And so I just want to welcome in again Terry Briggs and Charlie Smith. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about our outdoor recreational trail system here in the community and what the future holds for that. And Terry, before we went to the break, we were just talking about the health aspect of outdoor recreational trails. And so I'm going to go ahead and let you take it away with that.
Thank you, Val. The entire trail system offers both physical health to the members of the community and also economic health to the community itself. And I'm going to have Charlie mention a few things about that. I think we're all aware of the tremendous epidemic of obesity, inactivity, and the resultant adult onset diabetes, hypertension, various cancers, and so forth. And to get people out on these trails to utilize them is really going to help the physical health of the folks living in Marshalltown. That said, Charlie, do you want to mention a few words about the economic health?
Well, let's talk about the health care cost savings, because it's about $74 million a year in the state of Iowa to save by people who ride bicycles. If you add the people who commute to work by bicycle, you add another $13 million. So you're looking at about $87 to $88 million a year saved in health care cost. We're only a state of 3 million people. I think that's the part I find shocking more than anything else.
3 million.
So here we have a state of 3 million people. We have a handful of those people biking, and we're saving people in the state about $87 million. And that gets close to about $30 per person. So when you spread that across the community or a county the size of Marshall County with 40,000 people, Well, that's a pretty substantial savings.
Absolutely.
For the people here. The latest study we have is about 2011 on the amount of money that people spend when they ride a bicycle trail. And the two things that we should talk about here is the money that's spent directly. I buy a bicycle, I buy bicycle clothing, I buy a bicycle computer, water bottles, and et cetera, and that kind of thing. I also buy, when I go ride my bike, I also stop someplace and get something to eat, something to drink. We also sometimes load up our bicycles in our cars, fill it up with gas, and go someplace. That's indirect spending. Okay, so when you add up the direct and indirect spending in the state of Iowa, well, it comes to a huge sum of money. It's about $364 million per year spent directly and indirectly on biking. That's almost $1 million a day. It seems almost impossible, but if you were to add up the cost and the revenue of every bicycle shop in Iowa, that would be a substantial sum of money. If you haven't been in a bicycle shop, go in a bicycle shop and find out what you're going to spend. It's not an inexpensive sport, so it's costly.
But it's a trade-off.
And that's 7% sales tax for the state, too. 6% for the state and 1% for us.
Sure.
Locally. So that all adds up and adds to the economy. The beauty of it happens to be it's the fact that people travel, stay overnight, and stay in your area. And when you have a trail like we have, it is a definite attraction.
Sure.
To our area. And finally, one of the things we want to consider and not forget that this puts us on the Discovery America Trail, which will be somewhat like a national park, and Marshalltown will be a part of a national park someday.
Yeah, that's exciting.
It is exciting that we are going to be on a lot of maps that a lot of people are going to look at. So, and we don't want to forget that IBM, even though it's only going to employ a few people in Des Moines, located there because of the experience with RagBri. So biking brings a lot to Iowa, directly and indirectly.
Sure.
We're a great state to bike in.
One thing I would like to mention, Val, this is considered a linear park, which is a little bit of a new concept. We don't have the square block park. We have a linear park. It's going to be in Marshall County, essentially a 12-mile park owned by the city of Marshalltown. The other is, it's not just a bike trail. I think all of us refer this as a bike trail, but it's really, it's a recreational trail. When you go down to that trail, you will see numerous walkers, complete families with their children. You'll see mothers pushing strollers. So I don't want the listeners today to think this is just for bicycles. It's for everybody to get out and utilize.
Yeah, I know that my husband and I went out on the trail because it was just so exciting to know that there was, you know, a new section of it was being done at the time. Mm-hmm. Do you know, speaking of that, Terry and Charlie, do you know when they'll actually have it open, the section from Summit out to the, or excuse me, 12th to Summit Street Bridge?
It should be open this fall. Okay. Everything, as I mentioned, is paved, so now we just have the touch-up work to finish on the apron, clean off the trail, put signage up, and so forth. So I don't think we have an actual date, but I would hope by the end of September the entire trail system in town will be open.
Oh, that'll be exciting. That'll be exciting. So let's talk a little bit about how we're going to get from the Summit Street Bridge to Albion. I know that... I know that there's opportunities for the listeners and those folks in the community or organizations to provide some support for the Iowa River Trail.
Constructing a trail like this is extremely expensive. Paving a trail itself costs somewhere in the neighborhood of $400,000 per mile. Bridges, the average bridge, costs about $150,000 to renovate. There's quite a variation according to the size and length of the bridge. So we feel that we need to raise roughly $1 million to get from Summit Street out to Albion. This is in private fundraising. In addition to that, we have to obtain funds from state and federal trails grants. So Trails Inc. will be actively fundraising, and every dollar counts. Believe me, the big dollars help the most, but every dollar helps tremendously. So any of the listeners who are interested in contributing to this, we certainly would be happy to give you any information. Again, we're a 501c3 corporation, so it is all completely tax deductible.
Right, and I see that if you're listening and you want some information, it's trailsinc.net. I know that there's opportunities to contact or help support that campaign to get to Albion. And so let's talk really quick. So the stretch that will go from Radio Tower Road then or Summit Street Bridge to Albion, what's that stretch?
This is a phased construction, obviously, because of the cost.
Okay.
The next phase of construction will be from Summit Street to Radio Tower Road. That is fully funded. It's being engineered at the present time and should be, the bid should go out, and that should be constructed this coming spring in 2018. We have funds to rehab all of the bridges between Radio Tower Road and the large bridge at the Iowa River, and those should be done in 2018-2019. The current fundraising is to pave between Radio Tower Road and the Iowa River, fix the Iowa River Bridge, and then pave up into Albion. And I don't want to forget that we are going to be going up to the Hardin County line, so we're not forgetting our friends up in Liscom in that area.
Right.
That, again, is several more $1 million, and that probably won't be completed for another 8 to 10 years.
Unless we have some nice gifts that come in, right, to help us get to there. Okay, so that wraps up our second segment of Experience Marshalltown, and we'll be back shortly.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Has your business been considering energy efficiency projects that don't fit the mold? Custom rebates from Alliant Energy can help. In fact, our custom rebates have never been better. New this year, we've lowered the project requirements and increased rebate payouts. That means more projects qualify, and you get more money back for your bottom line. If you're ready to get started, give us a call at 1-866-ALLIANT or learn more at alliantenergy.com/custom rebates.
Central Iowa HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Oh, man.
What's going on, Mr. Employee of the Month?
Oh, nothing, Dave. It's just a paper jam.
Paper jam? Hey, guys, time for a paper jam!
I shouldn't have said anything.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. CentralIowaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
.852, 62 degrees, our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. Here's Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we're talking about our recreational trail system here in the Marshalltown and Marshall County area. I've got Charlie Smith and Terry Briggs here. These gentlemen are very passionate about our trail system. They've given a lot to help move all of these trails and our brand new Iowa River Trail forward, and we appreciate their help with that. And so when we left the last segment, we were talking a little bit about the joint venture with Hardin County. So I'll go ahead and let you share a little bit more on that, Terry.
Thank you very much for your compliments, Val. This is a two-county trail, and it will go 34 miles, as I mentioned, from Marshalltown up to north of Steamboat Rock. We're working very closely with Hardin County. They have a commission of their Board of Supervisors who is similar to Trails, Inc. And when we first worked on developing this trail, we decided to use a bookend approach. We didn't want to do just intersegmental construction because we don't want to go from nowhere to nowhere. We want to get someplace. So In Marshalltown, as I mentioned, we started down at the Ankaiser Trailhead, and we're heading north. The folks up in Hardin County are starting up in Steamboat Rock and are heading south. We don't know when the Golden Spike will be driven, which will celebrate the completion of the trail. I hope Charlie and I are still around. If not around, I hope we can bike or at least look down at watching them put the spike in.
Oh. They can wheel us out there.
That's a great visual. We'll have to make sure that happens.
Well, we certainly hope so, and it will happen. It's just, this is a large project. Best guess is roughly $20 million to do it, and you don't get $20 million just overnight. The other thing I would like to mention, 10% of that 20 really needs to go into a trail maintenance fund. It's sometimes easy to construct a project, but hard to maintain it. And we really feel that we need to set up a trail maintenance fund. We're working with the Marshall County Foundation on that, that fund is being raised as we speak today.
I think that's a great idea because you have to be able to maintain the future of these trails, and you know, for generations to come, folks will be using these trails. And so I think that's very wise on our part. And you know, we have the Community Foundation of Marshall County right here that's and they're also avid trail users, and so exciting that you've included that, thought about that.
I want to put a plug in for the people who volunteer, because as soon as a trail is paved and we get on it, we start cleaning up the corridor. I mean, this is an older railroad bed, and it wasn't the cleanest area when we started with that area. So there's been a lot of people who have helped us already in a few clean up, and there are about 10 people who come out and help us with projects. And I like, it may be 5 years from the time the trail is completed to where we get it cleaned up, where we get all the trash off of it, we get the weeds under control, and this is takes us time to do that. And when we put out a call for volunteers, we get a lot of volunteers, a lot of great people out there who want to see this happen. So not only is there the money aspect of it, but there's the volunteer labor that goes into this. And that saves about half the cost of the maintenance cost on a trail. So I really want to let people know how much we appreciate those volunteers who come out and give their 4 or 5 hours and sometimes 8 hours working on projects to make this happen.
Yeah, because it's an exciting part of it. You know, you're working hard and you know what the results are going to be. And I know that this community, when you ask for volunteers, we get volunteers. And I'll tell you, that's one of the things that we're known for here, is our volunteerism, our hospitality. So that'll be another thing that'll be important for this trail, is that our community is ready. Right. Are we ready for, you know, an influx of guests and visitors to our community, and keep that great hospitality so folks speak highly of our trail system? So we have a few minutes. Gentlemen, is there anything else that you would like to mention to the listeners today about our trail systems?
I think on the volunteer aspect, you don't have to be a trail user to volunteer to work on the trail. All you need is a strong back and a nice set of gloves, and believe me, we can use you. One thing that we have to be careful about, when we do have a volunteer project, and it's a wonderful thing to say, but we sometimes have more people come than we need. So we have to be careful to find jobs for everybody. And
sure.
Believe me, when you come, we'll find something for you to do.
So if there's somebody listening and they are interested in helping out or volunteering or becoming active with this group somehow, should they just contact thetrailsinc.net, or is there a contact? What's the best way to contact somebody? I know that you guys have a website, a great website. You could probably contact the Chamber of Commerce, and we could hook you up with somebody along the trail. That would be 753-6645, the Chamber of Commerce, Marshalltown Regional Partnership. We'd be glad to connect you to the folks working hard on this Iowa River Trail.
If you have a special skill, too, that would be really helpful to just call the Chamber and let us know. And so, because we keep a list of volunteers, and we keep a list of volunteers who can do certain skill areas, and so it's helpful to And there will be a trail ambassador program that will be established.
Oh, that's great.
In the beginning of that, so that we get this organized.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, both for joining me today. And we're talking about Trails, Inc. We've talked about the Iowa River Trail and, of course, our Lynn Creek Recreational Trail. So thank you for tuning in to Experience Marshalltown.
Thank you.